Dave?
Here.
Josh?
Here.
Kurt?
Here.
Megan, I, O'Connor.
Okay, O'Connor, just walking in. O'Connor's here. There's the man.
O'Connor just walked in the room. Okay, I need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Open for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for September the 5th, 2008.
Ralph's coming in.
So moved.
Second.
Actually, if we go back there on the minutes, bottom page 2, it says I second a motion by Langenheim. Not likely because I'm not a member of the committee, and I'm going to the, I'm not sure if I was at that meeting. That's what I'm trying to figure. I think I was at the meeting, but I could not have made it second, so. Just want to say it had to be made by somebody else, but not me. And generally, I try to refrain from it.
I was here.
Oh,
yeah, this was the last meeting. Okay. I was here.
Right. Have to go there. All right, back to the floor.
Some of you guys can take responsibility. Doesn't even show you were here. Another president, you're not listed, so it goes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I think I was here.
This was, yeah, you came in.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt it was.
Well, was that the first meeting that was here?
Yeah, I was here. Yeah, there's no doubt that it was seconded.
What are we doing? Looking at the minutes?
We have a
yeah.
Page we can listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Page 2.
We have a page we can listen to.
Yeah.
Right mm-hmm. Okay, subject to that correction.
That was Ralph, remember? I remember who actually made the second thing.
Okay, all in favor of approving the minutes subject to correction, say aye.
Aye.
I'm not a member of the committee.
Anyone opposed? Okay, Ralph has made it into the room. So you know that we're being here, Ralph.
You know that I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm glad of that because people make an art of ignoring things.
Okay.
I had a follow-up question on all this. I mean, how come Alan's listed separately?
I was not on the board at the time.
Oh, you were still coming. You were in limbo.
I was, yes. Okay. I was a limbo dancer at the time.
Okay.
He's on the radio, isn't he?
It is no public participation. We're going to monthly report for the county and township motor fuel tax claim for September 2008. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, next thing is county engineer's report.
Okay, there's a resolution appropriating $50,000 for the fuel tax fund. And this is going to be used for payment to Soderman and Associates for an engineering contract to do the right-of-way and parcel and legal descriptions for the property that we're going to have to acquire along Monticello Road in order to do our safety improvement project. They're the engineers of record that are doing all the design, so contract. And the contract has been signed. This is the resolution appropriating the money to pay for the contract.
Move approval.
Second.
Open for discussion. O'Connor?
Yes, I presume you're satisfied with the resolution.
What was the sense of the resolution? Well, it sounded like an awful lot of money.
That was...
Well, there's 50 parcels. Out there that we're going to have to purchase of different sizes.
They all have to be platted.
They all have to be platted and served.
Made you come anyway, Cad.
The moment. Right. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jeff, are there all those parcels west of the interstate or both sides of the interstate?
There's nothing from the University of Illinois. That's all I can tell you.
So it's exactly probably mostly west. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, one note that Danville has walked it as well. Okay, Mr. Kirk.
Will there be any more acquisitions, purchases that we'll have to make in the future?
This is only the survey.
Excuse me?
This isn't the land cost. That's just the survey cost.
Oh, okay, the survey. Oh, just the surveying cost.
Wow. This is the money to do the surveys, draw up the legal documents, and give them to us so that we can go out and negotiate with the landowners. This is not for purchasing of the property. This is
basically $50,000 just for
engineering.
The engineering.
Yes, survey. Exactly.
So that's about $10,000 per property.
$1,000 per parcel.
And when engineers charge $100 an hour, that's 10 hours per property. And you got to send out a surveying crew. This is not something you can do lightly. I mean, they have to find all the property corners. They have to do all the surveys. Then they have to draw up the plats. Then they have to go to a Chicago title company, make sure the titles are all clear. Draw up all the documents for negotiations. Draw up the documents that get taken to the recorder's office to be recorded. Give them to us, then we go to the negotiations.
How long does that take?
To do that work?
Yeah, to do this type of work.
It could take a year.
A year?
Yeah. Because the negotiations for the property can drag on for quite a while, as you well know, with the Catherine Henderson and the North.
Okay, we're after the entire.
This is for widening the right of way all the way across?
Yeah, the roadway.
How many miles?
Everybody's driven on Monticello Road, I assume. But the roadway is 22 feet in some areas, 24 feet in others, and there's a very narrow shoulder, probably about as wide as one of these tables.
Mm-hmm.
We have a safety improvement project that we funded for a couple of months, 2 or 3 years ago, to widen the shoulders. There's going to be a 4-foot paved shoulder on the outside of the white line. And then beyond the 4-foot paved shoulder will be another 2 feet of aggregate shoulder, so we'll have a 6-foot shoulder. And then obviously if you push those shoulders out, you got to push the slopes out. The slopes have to meet certain criteria, the ditch bottoms have to be there, and you have to slope back in. So we're probably, in the majority of the areas where the right-of-way takings are, we're looking at like 5 to 10 feet outside of the right-of-way, just basically a
slice.
Sliver, a slice down the edge of the right-of-way.
Okay.
Jeff, do the Lowe's own any land out there?
Good.
but they're buying. Yeah, they're buying.
I was just, this is all for safety purposes.
Absolutely.
Okay. How many accidents or problems have occurred that has caused us to initiate this kind of safety?
We actually did a safety, they call it a rural safety audit out there. And in the area, in the area between 57 and going about a mile and a half to the west, there were like a dozen accidents over 2 years that caused. And but what you have to do is you put all this information together, you develop a benefit cost ratio for the safety improvement project. You send that application to IDOT, they send it to the Federal Highway Administration, they review it, they weigh it against the other candidates that have been submitted that year, and then they award the safety improvement dollars to the project that they think has the most credibility and are awarded the safety dollars. And this not only, we only got safety dollars to go from Route 45 to about a mile and a half west of I-57, which leaves us 6 miles short of the county line. So we're going to continue that project all the way to the county line so that there's not this nice, big, wide, new roadway, and then all of a sudden it narrows down to the old roadway. So the part going from 600 East over to the county line is going to be motor fuel tax dollars. And if we could get the right-of-way by next summer, which is kind of iffy, we'll bid this next summer. If not, it'll be a hell of a tell the next summer. It just depends on how it all goes.
Do you have any estimates what the final cost would be on this kind of project?
This project is about $4 to $5 million.
Four to five million.
It's 11 miles.
To put on
additional shoulders.
Well, we're also milling the roadway and putting a new asphalt surface on. We're upgrading all of the signs. We're going to mill in a rumble strip along the edge of the roadway. We're going to mill in a rumble strip along the center line of the roadway so that when people start to vary from their lane, they know that they're either crossing over the center line or crossing over onto the shoulder.
So,
and we have to move about 600,000 yards of dirt in order to accomplish this project.
Wow. These 12 accidents that took place, was that within a year or 2 years or 3 years? Do you have any idea how long?
It's over a certain time span, but I can't remember exactly what the time span is.
That's a lot of money, the shoulders. I don't.
Well, it's not just shoulders. You know, just because they're on the pavement as well, the center lane pavement.
The pavement is deteriorating?
Yeah.
Out there?
Yeah. Some of it has, like, going from.
Excuse me?
Going
right
from.
You'll see.
Yeah. Going from I-57 to 45. The pavement's in relatively good shape. So what we're going to do there is we're going to do a micro-surfacing, which is about a quarter inch of asphalt material that you put over the roadway just to seal up the cracks and make the roadway so that it lasts longer. Then from Route 57 going another over to 2 miles east of the county line, we're going to do a full mill and overlay. And then the other 2 miles, we're not going to do anything because the pavement surface is in relatively good condition. So it's kind of a, depending on and using our pavement management program, you know, we come up with the ways that we're going to deal with the surface. And depending on the deterioration of the surface, that's how we determine what we're going to do.
Do we have this kind of money now, this $4 to $5 million? Where are we going to appropriate that?
It comes from motor fuel tax funds.
Will we have enough?
Yes, absolutely. We get roughly $2.9 million a year in motor fuel tax funds.
Okay, O'Connor, and then Beck, and then you, Brown.
You'll have enough, assuming that motor fuel tax holds up.
Yeah.
Or Ralph can go first.
What?
You're right. We have enough, even if we have seen a decline in our motor fuel tax over the years because people aren't driving.
Sometimes it helps to be.
We have enough money in the motor fuel tax fund right now to do this project. Even without waiting for our appropriation for next year or the year beyond that.
What other projects do you have in line that will exhaust this fund besides this one?
This is the singular project that we have in line right now for the next 2 years. And then the Curtis Road project.
I was just going to ask, is the Curtis Road project that
yes.
comes out of the motor fuel tax as well?
Yes.
And we have enough to cover both projects?
So you don't have to embarrass yourself.
We went over all that. I didn't bring those spreadsheets this time, but last time when I had all those spreadsheets, I had all the cash projections in those spreadsheets that showed the amount of money that we have and how we're going to expend it. We basically spend about, on average, $2 million a year on rural roadway construction projects. And about $1 million a year is set aside for those urban-type fringe road projects. So this will take up... With the highway safety improvement dollars, we're getting about $1.5 million in grant and aid from Federal Highway Administration. So you take that, let's say it's $4.5 million. So $3 million will be local funds, $1.5 million is federal dollars. So it's going to take up a year to a year and a half or 2 years of our appropriation from our motor fuel tax funds.
Those federal dollars are guaranteed at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. They're sitting... Well, are they guaranteed? No. Federal dollars are never guaranteed until you...
In other words, with what's going on right now, they could...
The money's been appropriated. But just as Governor Blagojevich can wave his magic wand and close parks, they could wave a magic wand somewhere and take away federal funds. The money's been appropriated. It's set aside. But whether or not... You know, there's no money that's guaranteed. When we sign an agreement with IDOT, it basically says that this money is there for your use... And as long as it's there when you let the project, it'll be there. But they set it aside. I mean, it's not money that's still sitting in Washington, D.C. It's money that's come to the state that they've set aside for this particular project.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve?
Well, the only reason I asked you to elaborate, Jeff, you already answered my follow-up. There will be no widening west of the seaboard.
Yes, there will. There will be widening, but there won't be any repaving of the center. Yes.
Will there be right of way acquisition?
Yes, there will.
To see more of it.
Yes, there will.
Okay. My brothers and sisters, my family might be involved in that.
Okay.
One reason I want to be involved. Thank you.
Steve?
We already approved this project.
That's correct.
Oh, this, oh,
yeah, and so my, this is funny because Greg and I just came from the committee, and I respect, Al, your questions because you're new to the committee. My hope would be that if we have an issue like this, that you would meet with Jeff ahead of time to make sure you understand the scope of the project. I can only speak for myself. When I come to a meeting like this on Friday morning, I got someplace else to go to. And so the narrower we can keep our discussion, the better it is for me.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We're recording to Steve.
Yeah.
And the next item is a petition from Kerr Road District for replacement of Culver Project. Estimated cost of the project is $4,200. Resolution before you to appropriate half of those funds from the County Bridge Fund in order to replace that culvert. You'll see there's a map on the back side there that shows the general location of the culvert. It's a 40-foot by 36-inch corrugated metal pipe. That's what bridge funds are there for, is to use for 50% match of township funds.
Move to approve.
That is on a north-south road, right? The map's not too great.
Yeah, the map didn't come out very good. Yeah, but that's on that 2725E.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And one more thing, just for informational purposes, that's not on underneath my agenda. You all know that back sometime when we were doing the County Road 22 bridges, that the EDP funds didn't come because the ethanol plant didn't come, but we still had to build the bridges, so we had to pay extra money because there's no EDP money. The money was projected in the 2008 budget to cover those projects, but the money was never moved as an amendment to the budget to the County Road, County Bridge funds in order to pay for that project. So there's going to be a request for budget amendment that comes to the county board in November. It won't be at the October county board meeting. It'll come in November. It's quite a large number. It's $609,000 because basically we got to pay for our half of what EDP was going to pay for on those bridges. Let's see, $30,000 of it's for engineering and $579,000 of it is for bridge and culvert work. And like I said, this money was shown in the budget for 2008, but it wasn't in the original 2008 budget. And the bridges are getting to the point where we're running out of money in the bridge fund, and we need to make payment to the contractors before December 1st. So that's why we're requesting that money. And it'll be on, I assume, Finance Committee agenda and then at the County Board. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, that's for information only.
Yep. So you understand when that comes before you.
Okay. What else you have?
That's all I have.
Okay. Other business. Have everybody got a chance to see the closed session minutes?
Well, closed session minutes? Ralph?
No.
I will motion that the closed session minutes remain closed as per the recommendation.
Second. Open for discussion.
Seeing
that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I think we're going to go into closed session. Steve?
I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 122C1 to consider the employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of an employee. I further move that the following individuals remain present. Recording Secretary of the County Engineer and County Administrator.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
No, you
need to. Yes. Beckett?
Yes.
Denzel?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Manningheim?
Yes.
O'Connor.
Yes.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is determination for consent for the consent agenda item, and that'll be 6A and B. Anything else to go in front of the committee? Okay, all in favor of adjournment?
All right.
I got you.